From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, 7 months after he first escaped from prison.
Este es un logro de nuestro país.
Mexican Secretary of Government Miguel Osorio said this is an achievement of our country and of our institutions. It is an achievement of everyone, he says. It was without a doubt an answer of the state. Guzman was first captured in 1993, but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of the intelligence that provided by the U.S. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home. It's the second time this has happened in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley, took her away, no one so far claiming responsibility. A suspected U.S. drone strike Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan, happened shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents said the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Islamic State now has a new front, established a foothold in Libya from where they can move farther into Africa and on to Europe. While the Islamic State has held a presence in Libya since late 2014, they have recently solidified their control of the coastal city of Sirte. And Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. Iraq's central government says this is a violation of their sovereignty. This is VOA News. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old officer was struck 3 times in the left arm but managed to fight back Edward Archer, who was later apprehended. Ross says the attacker was motivated by an extreme Islamic belief.
The suspect in question is a 30-year-old male from Yaton. He has a Philadelphia address as well, I believe. He has confessed to committing this cowardly act in the name of Islam.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and in San Bernardino, California. Authorities say the suspect in the Philadelphia shooting claimed to have carried out the incident in the name of the Islamic State and that he follows Allah. Turning to the U.S. economy, there was a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the economy is growing at a solid pace. In spite of recent global stock market turmoil and other headwinds, that story now from VOA's Mil Arcega.
The U.S. economy shrugged off a troubled international backdrop to post the best job gains of the year in the final months of 2015. And for troubled financial markets, beating expectations may be the best way to kick off 2016, says Bankrate.com senior analyst Mark Hamrick on Skype.
Well, with all the storm clouds hovering over the global economy, it was a big positive surprise to see the number of jobs added in the month of December, and we also had positive upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
Winners include the business and service sectors and construction, which added 45,000 jobs. Despite a better-than-expected report, about 2 million Americans had been unemployed for 6 months or longer. Another 6 million have only been able to find part-time work. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
And on the larger financial stage, key Chinese stocks indexes posted strong gains Friday, while other stock markets were mixed. European stock indexes declining Friday, with London's FTSE off 0.2%, Germany's DAX index down 0.8%, and the CAC in Paris down by a bit more than 1%. A wave of late selling plummeted U.S. stocks Friday and pushed the market to its worst week in 4 years. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would repeal major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the so-called Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The bill was widely seen as a test of the Republican lawmakers' ability to get it passed through Congress ahead of U.S. elections later this year, when the presidency, all House seats, and one-third of the Senate will be up for grabs. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.